Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. All summer long, we've been gazing fondly at the pepper tables of our local farmers markets. If you love color, texture, and intricate shapes, then you can't beat peppers for sheer appearance. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, we don't know exactly how many varieties we grow here in Maryland, but peppers do seem to thrive here.
Oh yeah, it's a great environment. You know, even in this kind of really sort of wet season, there's plenty of peppers still out there. And
yeah.
Quite frankly, they're available dried in so many versions also. So they're always
true.
Out there to use at any given time.
Now, one thing that I came across for the first time this year is a pepper called the shishito.
Shishito peppers.
Yeah,
yeah, they're fun to cook.
Yeah, Joe Norman of One Straw Farm introduced me to them. They're little finger-sized
green peppers. Yeah, like I said, they have them at Two Boots also on the stand whenever I'm over there. But yes, and a lot of people are just basically blistering them, tossing them in olive oil and salt and eating
exactly.
them like candy.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a good opportunity to take the torch out. It's not just for creme brulee. You know, lay them out on a sheet tray and just really torch them till the skin starts to blister and black. Toss them in some olive oil and some very coarse Maldon-style salt.
Mm-hmm.
And man, they are like candy.
Oh, yeah. They're a very mild, very pleasant flavor. Like them a lot.
Yep.
One of the most interesting heirloom varieties that we grow here in Maryland is called the fish pepper.
Yeah. It is an heirloom. It is an old pepper.
It goes back to colonial times,
yes.
I think. And the interesting thing about this pepper is when it's young, it's white.
Right. It hasn't sort of gained chlorophyll yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's relying on the leaves, and it sort of hangs there white. And it's actually quite fragrant when it's not even ripe, which is
right.
interesting.
Now, what they used to do was, because it was white, they could chop it up and use it in white sauces for fish.
Yes.
Back in colonial times.
Yep.
Hence the name
fish peppers.
But
right.
they do become brilliant red over time.
Right.
And they're so pretty that landscape architects have been known to plant
yes,
them.
Yes, as ornamental.
As ornamental.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
you could go out and pick them.
Sure.
We have, of course, our full range of the bell peppers here.
Every color you can fathom.
Every color you
sure,
can think of.
Sure,
But there's a few other mild peppers. The yellow banana peppers.
It's a great pepper.
And the yellow-green Anaheims.
Uh-huh.
You like to use those, don't you?
I think they're great. And those are, the size is good for stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do stuffed peppers, it's a good size.
It is. And very mild. We can go a little bit hotter with the poblano peppers, which are those kind of big, dark green and fat peppers.
Their color is stunning.
Yeah.
And those are chili rellenos, if you ever have that in Mexican Tex-Mex places. That is the poblano pepper, is the traditional pepper
That's
they
right.
would use for that.
But if you let it dry and you smoke it, you get anchos.
Anchos, which are great.
Great to throw into a stew or something like
yep.
that. They give off an awful lot of good flavor, good smoky, earthy flavor. And closely related would be the jalapeno pepper.
Sure, sure.
And if you dry that and smoke it, it becomes
Chipotle,
exactly.
The famous Mexican
now,
fast food restaurant.
If you really want to blow the top of your skull off, you go with the Scotch bonnet pepper.
Yes, this new ghost pepper.
That
is not my style. I do not understand why people enjoy the pain of this project. But yes, there are lots out there and more coming every day with higher and higher Scoville units of spice.
Handle with care.
Yes.
And literally.
Right. Gloves are best
goggles.
And definitely goggles.
We're going to put some recipes on the website so you can try some peppers
sure,
in some
not?
Nice, unusual ways.
Right on.
Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.